League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ever get a text message from an ex or a Facebook message from an ex and you look at it and you're like, is this even appropriate that I'm getting this and it's just awkward?
Right, you automatically feel already caught in the trap because it's like you have to call your other person and confess at that moment.
That
and
they
if you
did
do
it.
That, right, they're going to get all fired up, right? You call your spouse and you're like, yeah, I heard from somebody in seventh grade and it's a problem.
Star 99.9, I'm Anna, that's Raven. So this has been going viral because I'm going to read it to you.
Please.
A gentleman sent this text to his ex.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting married tomorrow.
Congratulations.
I wanted to send you this message. My fiance knows I'm sending this to you. Okay. Thank you for being my first love. Thank you for always encouraging me. Thank you for keeping me out of trouble. Thank you for the times you took care of me when I was sick and depressed. Thank you for loving me. If you haven't already, I hope you one day find love. If you've loved me that much, if you loved me that much when we were young, I can only imagine how strong and powerful your love is now. The way your heart is amazing. I know we were only kids when we dated, but you taught me what love is. And then he goes on and goes on. And he says, to the man who is lucky enough to have you as their wife one day, I hope he treats you with care. I hope he knows who he has in front of him. And I hope he shows you love and loyalty every day.
Wow.
I wish you love and happiness.
It love. Seems to me like this is born out of therapy. Like he's going to therapy right. with his current fiance who the next day is going to be his wife. Mm. And like he's still holding a candle for this love he remembers from second grade. And he's got to put this thing to rest. This is a confession letter.
I'm trying to figure this out because, of course, the internet is completely divided on this. And
sure.
I am, too.
Okay.
Because I'm torn because there's part of it. Everyone's like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, what a good feeling it must be to get that message. And then the other side is like, it's wildly inappropriate. And it puts the person who's receiving it in a very awkward situation. Because what if you don't want to get that? What if you don't know the whole story?
Right. What if you're like, I forgot you in fifth grade and never looked back, pal?
Yeah, you're like, who is this?
It almost sounds like a eulogy, if I'm going to be honest. You know what I mean? She was so great. She loved me so good when I was nine.
She loved pretty good.
She sent me nice letters. I was sick. She rubbed my back.
So I have a confession.
Okay.
A few years ago, I got a Facebook message similar to this.
Okay.
All right. And it was from
an ex. Where they thanked you for loving them?
No. Well, they thanked me for being a positive force in the early years when they were going through bad times. And it was really also, I need you to thank my parents, because my parents really stepped in and helped this gentleman a lot.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where I didn't really know how to respond. Because the worst part, he's like, I'm going to be up in the area. He moved away.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, do you want to get together for some coffee?
Yeah, now that's when you can't do that. Right.
You know? Like, and I looked at it and I'm like, okay, well, this is nice. But, so you know what I did?
What'd you do?
Chance.
Thumbs up.
You liked it?
I just did thumbs up.
You thumbs up the message back and sent it back.
Is that bad?
Somebody exposed themselves, put their heart out there.
Poured their soul into that message.
I mean, we would like to think that we're all adult enough that we can have conversations with people that we were once involved with. None of us came into our current relationships never having spoken to somebody before.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's not reality.
Right. But my mom always told me, and my mom, like, you know, you listen to your mom. It's like it's disrespectful in a lot of ways to your current person when you have any kind of relationship. And when I told her, she's like, no, you don't even respond. You don't even respond to that now. You don't respond.
I mean,
so I thought I was being gracious with my thumbs up.
There is an old school classiness to the fact that you don't respond. On the other hand, like, we're all supposed to be feeling individuals now, right? So you talk about it with your spouse. You talk about it with Paul. And then he says, yeah, that's nice. You send a nice message back. Thanks.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Working that day. Sorry. Thumbs up at the end of it. And then
I'm
you're
working
good.
That week that you're visiting. Yeah.
I'm very busy that weekend. LOL. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
You acknowledge their vulnerability and you move on.
I think it puts everybody in an uncomfortable situation when you send messages like this. Because you don't know where they are now. Like, I think you just got to let it go.
Right.
Or no. Or am I wrong?
Well, I mean, you're out there. You're taking the risk by reaching out to somebody that had an impact on your life. Obviously, it feels like something you need to put to bed. They always tell you, like, if you've got unresolved issues with somebody you're not in contact with, write it down. write a letter, and that way you'll feel better because you put the stuff out there.
But
so
then
it's
you
really
it
for
the
them.
Garbage.
It's not
yeah,
for
you.
You don't send the letter, though. Well, sometimes they send the letter. I mean, it's really for them more than it is for you.
Paul got a letter one time from an ex, and I threw it in the garbage.
Right. You didn't even tell him that letter came, right? You recognized the address, and you were like, oh, hell no. Right in the trash it went.
You were like, thumbs down.
Hit the incinerator button. See you later.
Yeah.
Anything good in the mail today, honey? Nope.
Nothing good. More bills. All right, we're going to put this on our Facebook page. What do you think about this? Was it right for this guy to send this letter the day before his wedding, or was he completely out of sorts right here?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.